dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 6th, 2014. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind of Satan, to destroy the mind of the adversary that would oppose the Most High Father and Mother, that would oppose the universe, that would oppose the human family. We want to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We want to climb up out of the mind of warfare and bloodshed, division, death, hell, destruction. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In that high, lofty mentality, we will see that it is within our best interest to come together. Poor working class masses of people, overthrow our condition. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white, poor working class masses of the proletariat, multitudes of the peoples of the earth, disorganized masses, come together, work together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary organization, institution that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, facilitator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I yet pray the blessings of the Most High on my beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Now let's give praises to the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, Jehovah, you get Jehovah Ab. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Jehovah, Yahweh, as having the attribute of begetting. The Father begets. Yahweh is our Father. In the African Arabic language, the Almighty Father is known as Allah. Now, Allah is not only an African Arabic word, but Allah is etymologically rooted in the African Hebrew language, and we find Allah in the African Hebrew language, as the African Hebrew language is the mother-father language of the African Arabic language. You may find Allah in the African Hebrew language under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Many definitions for Allah in the African Hebrew language, among them, the ascender, the Almighty Father, ascends us into his mind of supreme knowledge. And Allah, the Almighty Father, as Allah, excels us, causing us to excel in all facets of life, this rotten system, and excel in the supreme knowledge that is in the mind of the Almighty Father, enabling us to construct the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth, and absolutely overthrow this no good rotten system that is weak and deficient. The Almighty Father is known in Kemet, Egypt, as Amun, where we get the word, this is where we get the word Amen, meaning the hidden, unseen power, Father, working behind the scenes. You see the effects of the Father, but you don't see the Father, the Father's self, but you see the work of the Father, the hidden, unseen power behind creation. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Well, we must give praises to our Almighty Mother, and I love giving praises to our Almighty Mother. In times past, I didn't know about the Almighty Mother, but we know about the Almighty Mother, and I have repented repetitiously for neglecting Almighty Mother, but it's the fault of society for denigrating the feminine, denigrating the female, denigrating the goddess. We give praises to the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, the word mother in the African Hebrew language is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh Jehovah, we get Yahuwah, Aim. You see, the same Lord Yahuwah, Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahuwah as also having the attribute of conceiving the feminine, the female, the goddess, the mother conceives. See, Yahuwah is a scientific word, African science, teaching us of the universe and how the universe operates on the divine union of the sacred and divine masculine with the sacred and divine feminine. Yahuwah literally means the existing one. Scientifically, there is no existing, no living, no existence without the union of father and mother, the union of masculine and feminine. This is the birth word, the word that teaches us of the science of birth. When you research the word creation, created, in the Old Testament African Hebrew, you see the definition birth there, and you see another definition having to do with cutting out of one's self. So all of us are cut out of our Almighty Father and our Almighty Mother. The whole of the universe are cut out of the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, through this scientific birth process. Etymological root of Yahuwah is Hayah. And that word has to do with, it's a verb that deals with the action of bringing into existence and causing to be and causing to come into existence. The first law of science is cause and effect. The whole of the universe, full of the effects, the actual effects. Who caused this reality? Existing caused this reality. Who would argue against the scientific fact that existence caused the existence of all that exists? In the African Hebrew, you say Yahweh Haya. Now, Mother, Holy Spirit, in the book of Proverbs, is referred to in the feminine and given the title of wisdom because Holy Spirit is feminine. Wisdom, found under the number 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is feminine. It's one of the titles of Mother, Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother, Holy Spirit conceived. There's that word, conceived Jesus. Now, Mother, Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Yahushua, Jesus. Mother, Holy Spirit is your, my, our mother, mother of universe, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. We're sticking with the science. You see, the religious community and the scientific community are teaching the same reality using different languages. We want to unite the two communities so that we can understand the universe in the proper fashion. Mother, Holy Spirit, in the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. Now you hear Ruach Ka, Kadosh, Ruach Ka. You hear the Ka. Ka is from Africa, Kemet, Egypt. The word for spirit in the African Kemet, Egypt language. Ka. Now, Kadosh. Kadosh in the African Hebrew language is the word for holy, sanctified, teaching us that every facet of the universe is holy, sanctified, and set apart to be used by the Almighty for the benefit of all living beings in the universe. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Allah. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Allah, Ilaha Il Allah. We understand this now to mean, in reality, none but our Mother Allah and our Father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our Islamic sisters and brothers also say, properly understood, in the name of our Mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. You may find Allah in the African Hebrew language, the African Hebrew language, mother, father language of the African Arabic language, under the number 5930, 5931, you find Allah having to do with the changing of your occurrence, the changing of your circumstance. So when you leave 5927 Allah, you see 5928, 5929, 5930, you see Allah with an O. And that word is also feminine, having to do with ascending. The Almighty Mother, Olaing, ascending us up into her mind of supreme wisdom, that we may defeat the weak wisdom of this wicked world system and change an Allah. And change our occurrence, change our Allah, change our occurrence and circumstances, defeat this wicked system, and be the facilitators of the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth. In Kemet, Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known at one time as Amonet, the revealer, the womb that reveals that which was hidden and unseen and brings that hidden and unseen reality into the light. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grandmother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. The feminine is Yahshua. We recognize the feminine Yahshua and the masculine Yahushua. Believe it or not, Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say, Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, teaching you and me that we are the I in Rastafari, Haile Selassie I. That I, the first I, signifying the self, the original self. And the word sin teaches us that we are to be our original self. And if we have deviated and missed the mark of our original self, becoming other than self, then we have committed a grave sin and a grave error. I, the original I, the original self, united with the universe, united with the power and force of life, united with Yahuwah, united with existing and living, and united with the human family. And the second I is the human family, the I outside of yourself that is united with all of the same. The universe, existing, living, Yahuwah. So we must get back to our original I, our original self, and cease deviating on this sinful path of being who we are not created to be. We are Yahushua Christus. We are created in the reality of facilitating existing and living. We must know who we are so that we can exercise the power and the force of Yahushua Christus within our person. We are the word of the Almighty that has come through the mechanism of Christos, which is the atom, proton, neutron, electron, within the blastula, nuclei is the neutron and the proton. We are that neutron, that word of the Almighty. The proton is the father, Y chromosome. The electron is the mother outside of the blastula. I think it's gastula. The electron mother, X chromosome, mitochondria DNA is outside of the nuclei, and together the proton and the electron give the human nature and give the flesh of the universe to the neutron. See, we are about life. And this is our original self. And we fulfill Revelation 3 and 12, which teaches us that Christ in the last days would come again. We would reveal, it would be revealed to us that we are Christos. We are the Word of the Almighty come in human flesh, human nature taking on the flesh of the universe, and we would absolutely overthrow this system, and we would absolutely create institutions, systems, governments, financial, educational, religious, and governmental that would absolutely be in league and commensurate with life and not this system of death. Now, what we want to do is continue with the Zodiac teaching till we continue with Gemini and continue to Cancer this session. We'll save Leo for after July the 21st. So hopefully July 27th, we'll deal with Leo, and from there out, we'll deal with it on a monthly basis unless we're moved otherwise. But we're playing catch up. So I want to get to Gemini, and I want to get to Cancer, and then we're going to go back to the book of Revelation. We've not been there in a while. And if we have time, Quran. And if we have time, current events and current affairs. Now, this Zodiac teaching is African teaching, but it has been misused and abused. Like everything else that is good, now it becomes something that you deal with for your own personal gain. How can you get wealthy? How can you have a good life? How can you yourself and by yourself and no one else live good and prosper? But these Zodiac, tracking the movement of the sun through the 12 Zodiac signs, as the sun from the vantage point of the earth moves in the elliptic, meaning in its orbit, in a circular fashion, and we, the earth, follow the sun and project outward from the sun this course, this pathway, this traveling elliptical pathway. The Africans divided the heavens into 12, is it cordons? 12 divisions, and gave the characteristics and the attributes to each section of the 12. And the sun is Christos, Christ. I am the light of the world. This Christos is solar energy, the power of hydrogen, the power of the atom, the hydrogen, solar energy, atom, giving us photosynthesis and life. All of that representing the power of life within our spiritual, mental, moral, and physical construct. So the sun is tracking our growth and our detrimental behavior as human beings. When you study the 12 signs of the Zodiac, we see all these good attributes, all of these good characteristics. Then there are other attributes and characteristics that can take us down if we're not careful. So we study all of that, the good and the bad, so that we can understand ourselves better and grow into the gods and the goddesses that the Almighty has called us to be. Gemini covers the time period of May 22nd to June the 21st. Now, you know June 21st is the summer solstice. So the sun coming through Easter, coming into spring. Let me see. April, March, March 21st, your spring equinox. So now the sun coming from that springtime to the summertime. And so we get to May 22nd to June 21st, the sign of Gemini. And the symbol here, the twins. The twins symbolize the Gemini. Now, this is interesting to me because of studying what the African scientists taught us of life in the universe and how life began. And I'm thinking of the Twa. I'm thinking of the Dogon people and how the Dogon taught us of the most infinitesimally small particle of the universe coming out of the egg of the universe, Emeya, the spirit energy, breath of the Almighty, bursting forth that most infinitesimally smallest particle of the universe, breaking out of the egg, moving into the universe as light and sound, but inaudibly and invisibly at first, and then audibly and visibly, spiraling visibly and audibly as light and sound. But it is said that this is called the potolo or the poto in the Dogon language. The representation of the poto was twins, male and female. It was said that this smallest particle of the universe is male and female twins. And I believe they had the male dressed in feminine costume and the female dressed in masculine costume to show that every man and woman, male and female, also has characteristics and attributes of the opposite. And so this is talking about what we would refer today as the atom of life, the seed of life, germ of life that we would call the atom. Let's take this first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.